Stabenow says her newest release, Restless in the Grave, is actually an effort to lighten things up for this well-known fictional Alaska Native private investigator.
Which meant getting her out of the park, getting away from her relatives and her friends and her boyfriend and her son, adopted son, and just getting her out of the park and away from all of, you know, the memories of the recent death in her life. So I started looking around Alaska because my books all start with a place. And so I'm thinking, well, I could put on, she's already been there and she's already been there. And so I looked over at Southwest Alaska and I thought, well, yeah, you know, but that's Liam's territory.
She refers to Liam Campbell, the main character in another Stabenow series who joins the plot line of her new book.
I decided, okay, let's go ahead. Let's mix it up a little bit. If I'd known going in how hard it was going to be to meld these two sets of characters, I think I probably would have run the other direction screaming because they both have a very strong ensemble cast.
She says it was hard when she first began writing to deal with two such assertive personalities.
So I finally had to ask myself this question. Is this a Kate Chugach novel or is it a Liam Campbell novel? And it was a Kate Chugach novel. So it is told mostly from her perspective, but I must say that Liam and Y got away from me a little bit a couple of times.
Stabenow says part of her research on the book involved using local sources, like a pilot she met on a trip to Seldovia who steered her toward a local airplane mechanic.
We walked around the Homer Airfield unbuttoning cowling, you know, and looking in engines and stuff like that. And he came up with the method of murder, which is perfect. It's just so perfect. I can't thank him enough for that. And we actually really don't know that it's murder right away. I mean, I can talk about it this way now without giving anything away because he's dead when the book opens.
She also consulted with her Anchorage FBI contact.
And I ran the overarching plot by him. And he went white to his eyebrows. And he said, God, Dean, he said, we're really worried about that. So I say in the acknowledgments page, my thanks to Eric for turning a gratifying shade of white when I ran the plot by him. I do so love frightening the FBI.
Stabenow says there's a new development with the Kate Chugach series, which was slated to become a TV series.
The bad news is there isn't going to be a television series. So I'm giving people time to gnash their teeth and pull their hair. But the good news is that they've now decided it's going to be a major motion picture. We renegotiated the contract last October. And let me tell you, the money's way better in movies than it is in TV.
She says it will still be filmed in Alaska, part of her stipulation with the proposed TV series, and actors from Alaska will be incorporated into the cast. But Stabenow is being cautious about this new project.
I will believe this when I'm sitting there holding my popcorn, watching the credits roll. But the screenwriter, Jason Cahill, has already done the first draft of the screenplay. I've given notes on it, and he's now into the second draft of the screenplay. He's been given the go-ahead, which is an important step. They liked it, and you know, but they have notes, of course. So I have no idea when any of this is going to come, you know, to fruition. We'll see.
As for Kate's next set of adventures, Stabenow is now working on book 20 of the series, which will likely be released around the same time next year. In Homer, I'm Marcia Lynn.